Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, tell me where you get that body from, body, from, body, from. Girl, tell me where you get that body from,
body, like
from,
a body,
from, body,
from.
Girl, tell me where you get that
body like a two-tone range, fill her up and you can kick the jam.
Girl, tell me where you get a better girl, so mean. Yes, I'm fly, yes, I'm clean. These blue jeans, VIP, these girls can't take off me. I'm showroom flowing, got these girls turned up. The leather on my seat make these girls wanna fuck. Yeah, man, I know she wanna ride. Girl, to the wet guy.
Somebody,
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 girl, tell me where you get that body. She get it from my mama, she get it from my mama, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my granny, she get it from my granny, it runs in the family, yeah. Hey girl, where you get that body? Come in my bedroom, it's at the party. Know you wet, time to get naughty. Girl, you know, don't call you my Bugatti. Girl, yeah girl, you know, I'ma make your legs go back for show. Spinning on the ride, let's go. Body so sick, girl, tell me where you get that body. Girl, tell me where you get that. She get it from my mama, she get it from my mama, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my granny, she get it from my granny. It runs in the family, yeah.
Hey girl, I like the way, girl, you take care of your body, 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 body.
Say no more in a club, straight flossing.
Yep.
I'm the boss and never taking losses.
Never.
Yeah, no matter what it's costing. And I don't fuck with these niggas that be talking. 100 proof and I spit in the booth.
Yeah.
You niggas four loco and I'm 100 proof.
Say no more.
Yeah, say no more.
Say no more.
Yeah,
girl, tell me
say no more.
Fat body.
Body like a
two-tone
range, spin
the
whip.
Girl, tell me where you get that body.
Body like a two-tone range,
spin the whip. Girl, tell me where you get that. She get it from my mama, she get it from my mama, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my auntie, she get it from my granny, she get it from my granny. It runs in the family, yeah. Girl, tell me where you get that body.
Fuck your whole
set.
Fuck your whole.
we get it in. And we ain't got no time to pretend, so let's go. Get 'em. Y'all missed the bigger picture. Listen, mister, I spit crack. You don't think that I'm crack? Just say my style is dope. Mixing the rum with the coke. Don't pop pills or steal. Fill you with lead for real. Tempers and chillers and chill. I don't rap for fun, homie, that's off the grill. I'm putting niggas to sleep. Call me chamomile. I ain't even got a deal. But I stuck, then I rock, then I flash that punk. You know it's real. Fuck your whole team. Fuck your whole side. I'm rolling with my niggas from the. Fuck your whole set. Fuck your whole pride. I'm rolling with my niggas from the. Because we get it in. We get it in. I said we get it in. We get it in. I said we get it in. We get it in. And we ain't got no time to pretend. So let's go get 'em.
Everybody, you know, it's Marley B. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in today. So I wonder how everybody's weekend was and how everybody's week is going. Please request that one if you want to talk to the host. You know what I'm saying? If you want to listen, you can listen in. If you ever feel the urge or the need to speak to me, then you know what to do. Press one, and I will answer your call shortly. You want to request any music, give some shout-outs, some links, or talk about your new album or your project, and guess what? This is the place to do it. So if you're listening by computer, check me out. Call in 661-621-7559. Your girl, Marley B, on live air. Yes, doing this from way over here in Cali. You know what I mean? I know we got listeners from Australia to Brazil and back. Yes, sir, me? Yeah. So let's step into another track. You know, I'm going to get into some J. Monique because she always set the mood right. And today's hot topic is, when did you first know you was in love, if you ever been in love? And how would you compare that to your first time? And don't ask stupid. You know what your first time means. So that's what it is. This week on Wednesday, we're going to get into a little R&B swag by J. Monique called Feeling You. Check it out.
Put it on me. Your body has a feeling on my soft.
Hello. 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 No, I'm the Slim Star. What's up, Money B? Back. And we got our first caller, caller 94. You are on live with Molly B. What's good with you?
Okay, what's good with you is this is your sister-in-law, okay? This is Wyshawn.
Wyshawn?
Yes. What is this hot topic? What is this?
Oh, the hot topic is how did you know that you was in love? Like, you know, what feeling do you get when you know that you're in love?
Shit, butterflies in my stomach. butterflies in my stomach.
Butterflies, yes.
A lot of butterflies.
And then, how did you know it was real? Because of the butterflies, right?
Well, that too, and just little things, like just the small things, you know, being there with kids that aren't theirs, you know what I mean? And little stuff like that. Just the small
right.
things that make you see that that person cares about you and really loves you because they're going to go that extra mile for you.
Exactly. That's what's up. Well, as far as that, that's pretty much the topic. And we just do, you know, the regular that we usually do on the show. We chop it up, clown. If I had a guest this week, it was a surprise guest. They might still pop in. I'm not sure. But we usually get them a little interview and play music and stuff, you know.
So this is a live little talk show you got there?
Yeah, this is a live radio show.
Oh, so I'm on the radio.
Right now.
Wow. So. Thanks for telling me. I hope I sound sexy. All right, well, I'm going to call you later when you're done with your little talk show.
Okay.
On your actual phone, because this ain't the actual phone number, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you later.
So
and good luck. I'm about to tell Nene to call your radio show, too, and give her opinion.
Okay.
All right. Deuces.
There you have it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Family calling in to support family. That's true love right there. Now check me out. I want to play some more music. You know what I'm saying? I want some stuff requested. So I suggest y'all do that. You feel me? I really, really appreciate y'all listening in, like I said. So. You know what I'm saying? Call a few more people and tell them listening. The show is going to be big. You know what I'm saying? Not big as far as a whole bunch of people on air today, but big as far as love. And, you know, love is a very, very big subject. I'm going to have to take a swig of Moscato thinking about love and my first time, you know what I'm saying, being in love. Not my first time because, you know, so y'all pay attention. Pay mighty, mighty close. Damn it, you feel me? So I'm going to check out a little music by my boy, Lumiato. No Mercy. Okay?
9 million in one way to live through. Straight west of Harlem. I hear that gossip in the air. See your niggas is creeping. There's a cap on the shoulder with a bone horn, nigga. Out of Denali, a.k.a. Mr. Petition. Fucking problem, aka swag. Yeah, yeah. In the air when it's cold, bring your heat up. Listen very clear, put your dome to the speaker. You mumbling and shit, I can hear you niggas speak up. Whispering like bitches in a month, the illegal when I catch him, I'ma twist him. Fuck
die for the glory. Lord, he's for sale. Business is business, making exchange in this business. Having the time, they be plotting up the sleeves like magicians. Now he ain't business, mind the watch, can't do it. You stupid motherfucker for a line on a room. This is a potential hit, man. The room's the premises. That nigga ain't dead, ain't no hole within the square. Most killers ready, Illuminati, then they hit him with a lie, la 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 la. Riders and bitches, with God in the mix, I'm the reason niggas screaming. Karma's a bitch, I'm forgiving if they heathen. If I'm hit on the battlefield, I'm lifting with arms. String of figures stuck, stick big and hard. Oh, fists in the air when it's cold, bring the heat up. Listen, baby, clear, put your dome to the speaker. You mumbling this shit, I can hear you niggas speak up. Whispering like bitches in the mouth, that they leaking. When I catch them, I'ma trust them. Fuck, then I'm leaving. No mercy, nigga. Fuck, then he's keeping no mercy, nigga.
Man, that was No Mercy, nigga, by my boy Simi Otto. Man, and he's right down the street. I know he's probably still making a hot beat right about now. You feel me, y'all? So,
next, you're just tuning in. You have tuned in to the greatest show online, Westville Wednesday, hosted by the sexy none other than Molly B. Yes, yours truly is holding it down for the next 2 hours. 7 o'clock, the party's over, you feel me? I just want y'all to know that the topic today is, when did you know you were in love? Like, you know, what feeling do you get when you first know and you just know? And now, it can't be nobody that ain't never been in love before calling me and giving some fake answers. You got to come with that real, you know what I'm saying? You got to be like, man, I remember this time. You know, like your first time being in love, like how did you know? And if you're still in love, that's a plus because you speak it from experience, you feel me? Somebody told me that you get something like... Remember that song? Yeah. Somebody said it. You know, I sure did. So, y'all, press one if you want to live. You know, you might have got a different feel. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to get into our next caller. Caller 7386. What is good with it? You are on live with Marley B.
What it is, like Marley B, you know, it's your boy, No Good, Hocus Pocus, in the building. What's happening?
No Good. Nah. What's up, Hocus Pocus? This is the second time we've been on the radio together in a week, nigga.
what it is, yeah. Like, you still sipping on that Moscato, though?
Yeah, I'm on my next bottle right now. But this time
that's
it's not
fine.
The
I had to switch it up. I'm on that old school Colorasi right now, but you know, it is what it is.
Oh yeah, he's straight. You know, we just switched over from, you know, Italian to Sicilian. From
that's what it is, though.
So, like, speak up on the topic of the day, you know, because I know you know, as much swag as you got. You've had to be in love once or twice in your life.
Yeah, I felt the experience of love, you know, once or twice in my life, as you say. You know, the first love was back in high school, 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? That was like my first love, you know, and the way I knew I was in love was actually when we broke up. That's how I knew, because I was missing the girl so much. I felt hurt. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I knew. That's how I first knew what love was.
Oh, you knew that you had lost love, so you recognized game after it was over.
It was.
Oh, that's tight. I didn't ever think of that. I just thought of all the other options, and I never thought of that one. That's what's up right there.
Yeah.
So, I want to play your tracks, Mr. Magnum SL.
Okay, yeah, do that. Let the people hear that one time.
I'm going to let them check that out real quick. Y'all, introducing my boy Hocus Pocus. You feel me? Magnum SL. Let's do it.
Check me out, check me out. 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 Baby girl, phone tonight. Just trying to see if you can ride it right. If so, you can ride it twice. Hot shirts, wait, girl, we gon' need some ice. And girl, I'ma beat it right. Have your ass feeling like a crackhead with a pipe. Cause I eat it nice. Lick it up right. Damn, the shit tight. It's just right. I beat the pussy up. You like it all night. And I'm in it all night. Plus, you got a dog bite. Let a nigga know, is it alright? So I can touch you, tease you. Do what I wanna do in the kitchen or the bedroom, baby. What it do? Oh, me and you. Yeah, let's get it. On. I don't give a fuck, yeah, take off that thong. We can get it on, that's all I gotta say. When I got the manners, hey, I'ma slip it on. Hey, what's happening? We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Hey, what's happening? We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, yeah, what's happening? We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum, stay strapping, you already know what's happening. We could get it cracking. Girl, I got what you want, got what you need. Sip some Hennessy, maybe smoke some weed. Cause you know, chillin' with me, it's about to be a night. Dog on a bone, dog on bite. Hold some hood shit, tryna shine like the light. Hope that hood shit gon' fly like the kite. Girl, I got a pipe, beat you with a baseball bat. Fuck you in many positions, now make the booty clap. But I'm not tryna get the clap in my lap. Girl, kitty cat, got more clap than pity pat. She pretty stacked, the young Dax, the ditty back. She say she like a nigga rap. Pistol grip, pump in my lap, so I'm telling what's happening. We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Go package to say sex anthem. Tryna make a hit, about to see me go platinum. Yeah, what's happening? We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Hey, what's happening? We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We could get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. L. Yeah, gold package.
Check me out, 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 check me out. Look, exhale, sex sale, get a wet like the ocean and sex sale. I taste that pussy cap, lift up your tail. I like to hit it from the back and get sucked as well. Hey, I can't bit that Trojan. Magnum rappers don't need no lotion. Extra lubricated for fine sex all night. Fish a leak with all pipe. It's alright, it's all tight. Pussy like a pound of that flight. Money like Mike, pet game like Ike. I slap, and when the beat clap, the pussy do too. And when she go down, her sister do too. Cool, double the pleasure. Magnum in my pocket and I'm ready for whatever. Stay sex is great sex, so I keep an extra latex in case I break that. Hey,
what's happening? We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Hey, what's happening? We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum. Stay strapped in, you know what's happening. We can get it cracking, I'm packing a magnum.
XL, yeah, gold package.
A magnum. When
yeah.
He's packing a magnum.
Stay sex. So I keep the extra latex in case I break that. Hey.
Y'all asses are full. But look, I want y'all to peep this out too. This is my boy. He gave me a sample of Marvin's Room. So I figured since Hocus Pocus packing a magnum, you dig? We're going to take it to Marvin's Room real quick.
Let's get it.
Love. It's a crazy thing. And this right here goes out to all the women in the world that's been hurt. And to all the real men that's trying to heal their heart. But for me, this goes out to you.
cried, I cried too, I felt your pain. Dried you off and took you out the rain. Your body closer, girl, and showed you how to love again. He told you you was worthless, had to show that you was worth it. He deserted you, I took you in and nurtured you. Every time I look into your eyes, I like to love you. I hate what you going through, I know what to do with you. I'ma treat you to a better life, so get used to it. Forget about them other dudes saying the same shit, like he can do you better, or he can make you wetter. Well, I can make you thunderstorm in sunny weather, but that's not the point, cause I can treat you better. Yeah, I know it's hard to move on, but baby girl, can I help you just to move on? Let's focus on the future, leave the past in the past. And I can see it in your eyes, you want this love to last. Or better yet, give this love a try. From the love that you give me, want this moment for life. So let's take the next step and change your life for life. Would you be my wife? Let's do it tonight.
I like the lyrics and I like the song, and check it out. You know what I'm saying? That was my boy Redrick from Shade to Black. And we're back. What's good with it, Hocus Pocus, and my other callers and listeners? I appreciate the support. We doing it on Bang Out Radio, banging out the best music from around the world by our best indie artists from the West to the West Indies. You feel me? Man, that's today about love. Day about love. Hocus Pocus said he knew he was in love when he was like 15, you know. And he let her go, and then he realized, dang, I was in love with her.
I was going through all those emotions, you know. It happens to the best of us, you know. But you know, make you do what it do. I'd rather to have loved and lost than to not love at all, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's true shit. That's how I feel about love, too, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. My first time, though, I was in love, I guess, because he was just so cute. That's it. I'm just playing. I'll tell y'all later, you know what I'm saying? I have to really think deep about that when I don't too much think about myself as a, you know, love artist, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more of a stupid people sniper, but you know. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, what can I play next? You know, I'm going to play Touch. I'm going to play Touch.
Play that for sure. That's my song. That's in my playlist, actually.
Oh, that song right there, you don't even got to be in love to enjoy that one. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah.
You can say that for the day. It's great. I'm trying to hit. No, I'm just playing. Look at Martin. Touching Your Body by Rico.
Touching your body, girl. Touching your body, touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body. I'ma touch your body, wait, he won't touch you, girl, he won't touch you. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body, tonight I'ma touch you, girl, I'ma touch you. Girl, you know it's on, babe, girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place,
we can take this back.
Girl, I'm tryna open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it, yeah, know, girl, that you like it, yeah. I'ma touch your body, body, girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body, girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body.
I'ma take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me, boy, I know you like it.
Cousin house, And, yeah, it's always a lot
shout
going on
to
up
the whole
here
family,
at the same
you know. That's how family, you know.
Man, talking to people down like that, good Lord. Neighbors get on my damn nerves. My neighbors don't, but these over here, oh boy. So I want to play a little track by the homie, Infamous Gangster. I had the pleasure of meeting him the other day, and he's really a cool cat, you know what I'm saying? He's really about his music and his talent shows, you know what I mean? He really does rep the West, and you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a cool character, real, real cool. Y'all check out this song. This happened to be one that he really likes, My West Folk. You from when I first heard it, I was on it. So hopefully y'all don't be on it. I'm sure y'all heard it here before. Huh?
Shout out to my boy Infamous Yanks for doing this thing. You already know what it is.
Dubs up in the for my boy the Infamous Yanks.
Let's get it.
Gangsta, you know, kick it back with my real dogs, you know, my real niggas, my one niggas, my right hand niggas, maybe even my left, I never know my niggas like this though, the city cracking on the side of town, these niggas talk a lot of shit, but we be laying them down, cause we go round for round, nigga, pound for pound, it don't matter, nigga, we still putting it down, I kick back with my dogs, kick back with my lows, kick it with my real people, the one I call my folks. So throw up your dubs on them honey folks. Six folks, six trays, yeah, that's the rest. No rest, I watch my paper stack, smoking on a 20 stack. Call up my nigga big time, I'll be right back. I gotta go to these streets, I gotta hustle the deep. These streets are like concrete when you're trying to compete. That's why I delete weak niggas, them bitch niggas. You know them niggas who ain't about making no figures. All my niggas is down, fuck a ounce, we moving pounds. Staying true to the underground, but still putting it down. We universal, so it ain't no need for a rehearsal. I'm as real as it comes. When it comes to sticking these vocals, they done fuck with the loco. Nigga on the west side, they gang mob, nigga still bustin' on sight. I'm living gang tight, yo, it's the Infamous. Don't forget to mention this when I start to flip. They say this nigga that trip came from the hood no more. But I'ma let everybody know it's a good folk show. So, the city crackin' on this side of town. These niggas talk a lot of shit, but we be layin' them down. Cause we go round for round, nigga, pound for pound. It don't matter, nigga, we still puttin' it down. I kick back with my dogs, kick back with my notes, kick it with my real quick for the one I call my folks. So throw up your dubs on them honey folks. Six folks, six trays, yeah, that's the West Coast. That's how it is on the West, you better keep your back. Because my murder mentality will keep your t-shirt wet. I ain't gotta break a sweat just to stomp you niggas. Check the color of my flag before I dump with you niggas. I've been a real ass nigga since the day of my birth. Stay true to the hood, shady putting it work. Yeah, I know it hurts, but I'm a nigga that don't feel no pain. The West side represent a cut across the fucking gang. You better say my name, nigga, yank, nigga, yank. You better say my name, bitch, yank, nigga, yank. So I don't care what you think or what you thought in the presence. Just know I'm not gonna go click when you're in my presence. I'm a West side veteran, ain't never been hesitant. It's all in my eyes, so you know that it's evident. So all you niggas hating, that shit's just irrelevant. The West side represent a nigga, check the evidence. The city cracking on this side of town. These niggas talk a lot of shit, but we be laying them down. Cause we go round for round, nigga, pound for pound. It don't matter, nigga, we still putting it down. I kick back with my dogs, kick back with my lumps, kick it with my real people, the one I call my folks. So throw up your dubs on them honey folks. Six foes, six trays, yeah, that's the West Coast, West Coast. Let him be.
Yo. Another shout out to the BTS. My nigga Young Cheesy. Young Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? B-Boy. M-Rock. T.O. You know how we do it. Yeah. Another shout out to my homeboy Yeezat. My nigga Yak, you know. What's up, nigga? Prep, cousins. You know how we get down.
Shout out to Topaz, you feel me? And shout out to the rest of the staff hosting, holding it down Monday through Sunday. Roll call, please. We got Steady Grinding and Jay Payton on Mondays, Tuesdays. We got Marley B on the mic, Western Wednesdays, holding it down for the middle of the week. Then on Thursdays, we got your girl Topaz Lachey replaying all that shit. And on Fridays, you know what it is. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Tune in from What's That 4 to 6 on Fridays and check out High Fire Fridays by Topaz Lachey. And on Saturdays, we slow it down and ease it up with Sexy Saturdays, my girl Amanda Baby G. And then we slapping these hoes on Sundays with Dagger Slap Sundays. You telling me? No, I'm telling you. Because y'all niggas got to tune in and make sure y'all do what it do every day, because that's where it's at. So,
yeah.
So, we were talking about being in love, you know what I'm saying? So, a question to you. How do you think love interferes with hip-hop and R&B as far as being in the industry with somebody that is also in, being with someone that's also in the industry?
Well, you know, it can make and break a relationship. I think that it can be a good thing because you guys not only can collaborate with each other, but you can feed off of that emotion and make some great music, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a jealous couple, it's not going to work. So it's all on who you are and how you deal with your relationships and how you just deal with business and people as a whole, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. Because there's some ups and downs to that. You know, some people can't handle the pressure of being with somebody who's, you know, in the limelight or getting the most attention or being in the forefront. And then some people actually, you know, some people actually like to be by that person's side that's actually doing something, you know what I'm saying, as far as becoming famous or getting a little more known. You know what I'm saying? Some people actually work together good as a team. So it depends on the people and how well y'all work together. You got to really do be in love to be able to understand each other, you know, especially when it comes to this music thing, especially. You know, anybody else out there want to talk to the host, make sure you press 1 or I won't even know that you are anticipating getting in the conversation or requesting a song or giving shout-outs or hollering out links or telling us y'all coming to the Players Ball November the 6th. Y'all ain't coming to the Players Ball, and you ain't no player. You know what I'm saying? And player don't mean cheater. Player mean swagged out. You feel me? Popping collars and all that old shit, like that old shit Too Short used to do. You just got to be smooth with it. You know what I'm saying? Come through in your best of your best. You know what I'm saying? Push all them ghetto summer clothes to the closet, all the way to the back, and pull out that debonair good shit that pops out, you know what I'm saying, when the fall and the winter swing around. Y'all gotta throw that one. Yeah, drag it out, baby. That's what's going down November 6th. It's Flare Fall. Even sooner than that, we have like a pre-Halloween celebration this Sunday at Mazika's. You know what I'm saying? We got my girl Harmony performing. She's coming out and about to lace the mic with some hot tracks, two new tracks. We got Self X coming through. You know what I'm saying? Man, y'all already know I ain't got nothing to say about them. Them niggas is going to make the West what it is. They repping hard and they hard. So followed up by Flying Flash. It's going to be a bomb show, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a real good time. The AV is kicking it off for the fall straight up through, you know what I'm saying, next year. Fall, winter, holiday season, Valentine's, all that is going to be powerful. So y'all make sure y'all come out, party with us if you're in this local area or you feel like making that trip. Do that.
Shouts out to all everybody in the AV, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I gotta get ready for J number two. I just wanna let everybody know. Google me, Hocus Pocus, that's spelled with two K's, HOKUSPOKUS, H Pocus 2. I'm on all the social network sites, so get at me, anybody that's, you know, filling the tracks and wanna get to know me a little bit better, you know, Hocus Pocus, that's what it is.
That's right. For sure, my nigga, Hocus Pocus. Always showing me love, my nigga. Thank you, for real. That's what's up.
You
that's
know,
one
you
of
know, my favorite
in this music thing, locally. He one of the most 100 niggas I met in this music thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So,
hey.
Hocus Pocus had to go handle a little something, something. What's good, what's good? Thank God, I done lost the caller. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to get to some more music. Because I'm going to need some pizza. And drink on my Moscato. You know what I mean? While I play this song real quick by my girl, Kehlani. Yes. She is debuting her album, actually. She's going to be a guest on my show come November. And I just want y'all to hear a little bit from her. If y'all never heard of Kehlani, check her out on Reverb Nation. K-E-I-L-A-N-I. She's somebody that you probably wouldn't even think rap, but she does. And it's bomb. So make sure y'all check her out. She go by the name of Princess K, and this song right here is called The One. It's one of the hottest ones on her album. Check her out.
I'm that
Fucking with us.
I take it to your neck, machete or the left. I slice you ear to ear, leaking until you wet. These bosses over here, don't never forget. We ain't tripping on you, ma, don't even sweat. Ring a ding ding, lift up my shirt bling. Bling bling, now look at my fresh team. Fresh team, dope team, but we all be dope. Candy wrapped around my neck, look like a baby boat. But what's unseen to the naked eye? Unraveling dark matter ammo, blah blah ha ha. I get the last fight. Last Mohican, niggas we leaking, fiends be tweaking. It's not rarely, but merrily. Now we just kings of the motherfucking legion. Man, listen, I'm excellent. Cause ain't nobody testing this, cause your boy's a perfectionist. I make it up rap, you get your dome clap, throw back, toss back with a heart attack. So, what it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. What it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. When you see a girl grinding out of this world, we about to show you what the something do, something do. Stop crying, boo. Stop crying, boo. Just grab a tissue, boo. That's what the something do. Me and B, man.
Boogie.
We them G's, man.
Man.
Sling swords faster than he, man. Pop up at the spot, make you disappear like Jesus, man. So peep, man. Bitch, you in a whole nother spot. Boogie, star mob, always go make it hot. Whether hot peppers or hot enchiladas, we throw that crack on wax, make bitches holler. So holler, then we splurge a dollar, or maybe a 20. Look, dog got many, so I play my role cool. Superstar on this shit, so I play my role cool. Yo, but I'm hot like an exit wound. When I cop a telly, I'm leaving exit wound. Now I got your attention, look my listen. Pay attention, listen, shit. See, I make stunt rap. You get your dome clap, throw back, talk back, all with the heart attack. So, what it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. What it do, boo? What it do, boo? We about to show you what the something do, something do. When you see a girl grinding out of this world, we about to show you what the something do, something do. Stop crying, boo. Stop crying, boo. Just grab a tissue, boo. That's what the something do.
Girl, this is what we do.
What we do.
That's what the sun will do.
Sun will do.
Girl, this is what we do.
What we do.
That's what the sun will do.
Man, y'all, that's one of my favorite songs by my boy War God featuring Rico 310. You know what I'm saying? Anything Rico touch, pretty much time to go. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my boy Rico and shout out to my boy War God of Star Mob. Big shout out to Star Mob, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? They doing it big with their radio show. And it's bomb. You know what I'm saying? Interesting topics, interesting hosts, the whole nine. So y'all check them out anywhere and everywhere you can. You know what I'm saying? We had the track right before that was my boy Self-X, K-Wise, Quiet Storm, and my girl Carice Denham, sounding like Lil' Kim at the end, man. I tell you, she's a crucial, crucial rap chick in the game. I'm telling you, she is very lyrical. And it takes a lot of talent to outdo her, you know what I'm saying? She's a G. For real, I love how she raps. Now, we are talking about love. Not so many people want to talk about love, apparently, but it's all good because it's a subject that must be talked about. Love and hip-hop, love and R&B. Matter of fact, have you ever been in love? And if you have, press that 1 or call in to 661-621-7559 and let us know how it was when you first fell in love. Like, how did you know that he was the one or she was the one? You know what I'm saying? So, while we're waiting for callers and... While we're waiting for callers, I still have another new track that I threw up here. I want to definitely get into you guys. So I'm going to get around to that in a minute. But make sure that you guys add me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper. And if you're looking for my music page, that would be Marley B, official music page at facebook.com/marley.b.official. Y'all want to find me on YouTube, Twitter, Reverb Nation. You could just punch in Marley B and you definitely will find me. My Twitter, at Marley the Business. That's D-A-B-I-Z-N-I-S. You feel me? Make sure you follow me on Twitter because I got hella followers. Follow me on Twitter and you for sure going to get 50 followers within a day. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all get around to that. And thanks to my background over here, I'm going to get into another track. If it was something y'all like to request, let me know. Before I go to another track, I'm going to catch one of my callers, caller 2099. You're on live with Marley B on Bank Out Radio. What's good with it?
Hey, what's going on with you, Marley B? How you feeling?
What's good with it? This must be one of my southern friends. I can hear an accent in there. Who's
yeah, let me turn down the car and everything goes. But yeah, I was just listening in and enjoying the show. It's laid back, chilling, you know, out here just working, doing my thing.
That's what's up. A few people hit me up like, girl, your show is so laid back today. I'm like, yeah, you know, the calm approach is always the best approach, you dig?
But you know, I think I found love. I'm loving you, and I'm loving the radio show.
Oh, you found love with Bang Out Radio. That's right.
Yeah. So I just want to appreciate the radio show and appreciate you. You know what you represent. You know, you keep on doing your thing, girl. I'm always hearing. You know, and make sure you stay on the radio show. Don't let nobody take you off.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You know, I'm not easily broken. You know what I'm saying? That's my next tattoo. So I definitely ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? No outside, any type of outside energy or negativity or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have too much of that, as a matter of fact. It's kind of like real peace of being over here. You feel me? So, you know, I got a lot of callers. Right, or why I keep calling them callers, a lot of listeners right now hitting me up like, girl, I'm coming in, we're having a kickback over here, and, you know, so I'm like, much love and shout out to everybody that's listening in online, you know.
I'm pretty sure they love you and love the show, too.
So, you know, much love to everybody out there listening in. We'll be having a special guest next week, you know what I'm saying? And my special guest actually still has, or I should say surprise guest, has a chance to call in today. But, you know, it wasn't set in stone. So we definitely are going to keep playing tracks and talking about the subject at hand. Anything else anybody want to talk about? Any shout-outs, any links, any questions or anything else, you know what I'm saying? Everybody feel free to call in at 661-621-7555. Today is a special day as well. It is my mommy's birthday. Very special for me because without my mommy, where would I be? you know, she is a very special person, the closest thing to an angel I can find, you know, to my grandmother. So definitely I will be singing her a birthday tribute in a few minutes, definitely. Probably the best one I'm trying to build off the best one that I, probably the best one that I'm going to give. You know, I've been doing a lot of birthday tributes throughout the month. So I'll be doing that in a few minutes. But until then, is there any songs you want to request? Because I know you did. I know a couple of, maybe one or two of the songs that you mentioned that you had liked. And I did play Hocus Pocus' request and my boy Mr. Pill's request, because I know for a fact Touch is his shit. That's his cut right there.
You know what I want? You know what I want to listen to? I want to watch, what is it, Busy? The dude, the host, the guy, the guest that came in last week.
Okay, we got that right here. Busy.
Busy.
I really want to know you. They got some things I want to show you. Let me high off of love. Cafe, about to order some beignets. So I figured I walked up, say hey. And I did it, she walked off and waved. So I knew what this was exactly about. She wanted to play a game of cat and mouse. So on the way out, I asked her name. And what was the chances of me seeing you again? She said, first off, I don't really do flings. And if you see me again, maybe there's a chance. So I figured, yeah, she about to play games. She trying to make me get my chances like rain. Falling on my brain. She trying to be nice, cause she already got a man. Love is powerful, and people use it in vain. She say you live once, so value everything. And I'm like, I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off of love. I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off of love. I was walking in, she was all alone. She stared at me and grinned, and it was hard for me to pretend she ain't exist though. Been around beautiful women, but I ain't been this close. Her walk mean, you should've saw the twist though. Jumping side to side like shorty was a 6-4. No makeup, shorty's all natural. I'm trying to build up the courage so I can ask her out. And knowing me, I can't take rejection. I can't play dumb until I learn my lesson. No player card, no lines for my best friend. Don't go out of bounds and stay in line with my questions. She got me wanting her better than yesterday. Tomorrow's not promised, today is like yesterday. I wanna talk to you with love and take your breath away. I'm talking every last breath until there's nothing left to say. I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off the love. I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off the love. What it takes to make all my dreams come true. And all I need is you. To give me a chance so we can fly away, away, yeah. Whoa. I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off the love.
Nice cut right there. by my boy Busy. And I was trying to find another track while I was waiting, but I think I...
Good looking. Good looking.
Hip hop spirit, kick top lyrics. If it is not God, I shall not fear it. I thank him for the struggle. It only made me humble. Though I may stumble, I wasn't made to crumble. Most of us living our lives enslaved in the jungle. Rage and we rumble cause we gotta pay uncle. So it's hunting season, more than 100 reasons to take the game over and leave these suckers leaking. I'm like a sniper, killing them slowly. I spit it for showy, spit it for OGs and little homies. The rhythm is holy, something like the feeling from OGs. Besides me, I can't think of a chick that can hold me. I've been schooled by D-movers, street entrepreneurs. G's from the sewer to rest in peace to us. Only way to get close to us is if you knew us. And all that bullshit don't throw us and throw your clothes. It's like the world get hotter and the you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. It's like the world get hotter and the you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. Yo, I got my degree in sociology. They say get a 9 to 5, but I know it's not for me. Rather chop a key and start a monopoly. But they got poppy, I'll be damned if they got me. I done been up and down, no time to fuck around. 10 years to get rich, let my nigga touching down. Seen murder, seen beats, never really seen peace. Tired of squabbling with bitches, so I'd rather bring heat. That's the reality of my mentality. I hate to take a life and make it end tragically. Cause karma's a bitch, I don't want him after me. Spirits in my dream, look what you did, Brandy C. In the world so cold, how can I live happily? Word on the street, I got this bitch after me. Stay a step ahead, won't make the kid a casualty. Got a good vision, that's just some shit I cannot see. It's like the world get hotter and you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. It's like the world get hotter and you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. Come from above, voices of my ancestors who was drugged through the mud, speaking through me, angry with a reason to be. They creep in my dreams and school me on the evil they seen and tell me do them justice. And don't give it a foolish fuck it, get the gun and bust it. Cause we done been through enough shit. Back in the days we used to practice African ways. I wonder how it'd be if we was never captured in caves. No master and slave. How come my people had to get raped and brainwashed by a disease that still attack us today? It ain't coincidental, Africa's collapsing from AIDS. And if they ain't trying to kill us, they bag us away. That's why the youngsters on the block carry bags of yay. It's sad to say, but niggas bound to act this way. In the, it's like the world get hotter in the, you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer. It's like the world get hotter in the, you'll get caught up in the drama and I look up in the sky and wonder how many niggas gonna die this summer.
By my girl Brandy Kane, Madam Brown, coming from nowhere but the city of L.A. Man, that track right there is so hot. It's called Summertime, if you couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? Perfect way to end the summertime with a nice summertime track. So, how was your summertime? Let me know. Callers? Colin, let us know how was your summertime. Did you fall in love over the summer? And if you did, goddamn it, tell me, how did it feel? You know what I'm saying? We got another caller in here, 0644. I didn't let you in to Marley B's World on West Coast Wednesdays. What's up with it?
What's going on, Marley B? Bang Out Radio. You already know this. The boy, Mr. Chills from the ATL.
Already.
You know I've been listening to you, Miss Lady. What's good with you? You know what I'm saying? What the business is with you? What's good?
Oh, man, shit. You know, give me how I'm living it. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents so I could make a million out of $15.
I heard that, Miss Lady.
Anything possible.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you try, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Trying never hurts.
Doing some real laid back shit, you know what I'm saying? This was my second show since I got back from Mars. I think everybody thought I was going to stay there because they asked me, oh my goodness, what were you doing on Mars?
Yo.
I'm like, shit, trying to get some of that galactic paper.
I heard that, though.
Man,
I heard that, though. Who got a birthday today?
My mom has a birthday today.
All righty then. Happy birthday, mama. Happy birthday to you.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you. From Mr. Pills.
From Mr. Pills. And she is. Definitely. So, hear that, mom. It's the wine glass and cheers. You know what I'm saying? Because my homies is definitely showing love to you. You did. I'm going to sing her my special tribute to her for her birthday. You know? And I'm pretty sure she's going to dig that. I'm going to do that in a couple minutes. But definitely, Mr. Pills, tell me, have you ever been in love? And if you have, how did you know?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, in my younger days, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm that old, you know, but, you know, in my younger days, you know, my first love, you know what I'm saying? It lasted 8 years. You know, I was in middle school, no doubt. And it inspired me. I knew it inspired me to write my first R&B song, and it was called Puppy Love, you feel me? So...
Man. Exactly.
You know, I don't even believe I'm saying nothing like that, but, you know. Yeah, it inspired me to write Puppy Love, and I still remember those lyrics to this day. And that was a long time ago. So that's just, you know.
Well, I feel you, man. I do feel you. Puppy love, I think it gets all of us at one point. We all get food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think I really experienced true, like, love back when I was younger. You know, now that I'm older and more mature and level-headed, I kind of know what it feels. And after you get, you know, like, a couple of times, if you get dogged out or, you know, messed over by a guy or a girl, you kind of know when that right one comes along, you, like, recognize it ASAP, you know? A lot of the mistaken relationships for being in love are just preparation for the actual real thing, you know? So that's what I kind of to just wrap my arms around the real thing, you know?
I heard that, though.
I kick my song to my mama. You know?
Right.
Mama always told me to be careful who I love. And daddy always told me make sure he's right. I always had my eyes set on this one particular guy.
I was too shy, so I decided to write. I'm sending you a four-page letter, and I enclosed it with a kiss. And when I write, he'll be better. Get it on time. That's one of my mama's favorite songs by Aaliyah. So I have to give her that one.
Oh, I ain't that Marley.
You know, some people say I can't sing. You know, they must be deaf.
I don't know what they listen to.
Already.
Boy, I am
so deaf.
Wow. Those were nice vocals right there.
Thank you.
And on the phone, you feel me?
Right, so, on the booth phone.
Wow.
On the booth mobile.
I heard that's real. You get it, Martin.
Good. That's if Katie's still talking.
You should have spun the whole damn song on the stop phone.
Nah, I ain't gonna sing
the whole song. I was putting back on that one.
People always saying that I play myself with you. They say that you don't even notice me. Y'all make me laugh right now.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I don't even need to hear no more. Damn. I ain't that Marley B.
Y'all stupid.
I was listening when I heard my song 6.
We gonna get our collab in though, Mr. Pills. Don't forget about that. You know,
send me the track. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to collab with everybody. You know what I'm saying? To those listening, it is Mr. Pills. You know, the one and only A-Town Stay Down, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm telling y'all. Send them hoes in, and I will have on any track, any time, any day. You know, we can have a single. Real talk.
You sipping on some Moscato.
Yeah, that's what I'm over here sipping on right about now. We got another caller. I want to let them in on the party. As Kim Parker would say, let them in on the party. We got caller 6601. You are on live with yourself, Marley B, Mr. Pills. What's good with it, 6601?
What's good with it? This is Lyric. I had
what's
a question.
Hey,
what's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Okay, it says, tell us what feeling you get when you know that you're in love.
Yes.
The feeling I get is like a scratch. It's like it seems like a tickle in your heart. I don't know if everybody gets that same
feeling. The pitter patter. It's the pitter patter. That's what that's called. Yep. The pitter patter of the heart.
The pitter patter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, does anybody else get this?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm giving myself away. Like, yeah, I've been smiling the whole show, you know. Yeah. I do think the pitter patter got something to do with it. What about when you when the person make you smile so hard, like, you ever forgot you had dimples? Like, you ever been around or in relationship with somebody where you just didn't smile that much? I personally wrote a song called I Forgot I Had Dimples.
Oh, wow.
Because a new person makes you smile so hard that all you see is dimples to where your cheeks get hurt. You're smiling all the time.
Exactly.
Always happy.
That's real.
Yeah,
that is true. That's real.
Like, I've been with my man for 12 years.
Aww.
And so we've been together since, you know, since junior high school, 7th grade. And sometimes I find myself blushing about it. Like, I'll walk away, and he's like, hey, Lev. He calls me Lev. So I'm just smiling the whole time, like, what? He's like, you know, you're sexy, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling it.
Right.
That.
Like, the vibe is still there, like, from back then.
Right, right. I was just saying, I just said too, like, if you've been in, ever been in love, and if you're still in love, you're like the perfect example, perfect person to call in, because you've had that feeling for years.
Yep.
You know? So it's like, man, you know, I can't wait to wake up next to that person with like joy in my heart, just waking up like, you know,
That's longevity right there. That's real talk. What everybody should strive to be, you know what I'm saying? No doubt. And 12 years to the day? Wow,
yep.
That's real big right there.
It's 99, baby.
And still feeling the same way from the start?
Yep.
Dang. You don't find
so,
that easy. Wow.
Like, as far as you doing, I know you do music, and you know you're in the industry. You know, Lyric does promotions, and I told them about the party popping off. I don't want to say party, but the club popping off, and we gonna turn into a party Sunday. You know,
Make
sure that y'all come out to that, because it's gonna be popping swag Sunday all night, 2 a.m. Tell me y'all, it's gonna be on.
Yep,
and I got another artist for you too. As soon as I get off here, I'm gonna be chopping it up with you.
Okay. That's what's up.
You know, share that. But we got another artist that's bringing out a crew, and it's going to be on, man. I'm telling you, fire.
Trying to bring it out one day, bring myself out, because ain't nobody heard me. So I'm trying to let it play out. One Sunday I'm going to come out as a surprise.
Yeah.
Huh?
We definitely need that.
Huh?
I said, we need that. More females in the game is always a plus.
Always.
I want to
get
so
some
that's
more.
That's what's going on. So, what's up, Marley B? I hear your vocals. You've been stringing.
Oh, thank you.
Watch out,
your
time.
What you think about my vocals, girl?
I like it. You on point.
That's what
I
said.
I got a song that I need somebody to sing the chorus to. And I would dig you. You on point.
I'm your man. I hop on any hook, any song, and I get my little rap on too, you know what I'm saying? So we get to laugh all day, you know. I might just spit a rap, you know. Happen to be one of my mama's favorite raps that I had rapped. Yeah, I'm about to give her all her favorites, you feel me? So I'm going to kick that too in a few. Damn, y'all brought me up all retirement. Y'all know they call me JV.
Bring it out.
Not because of my rap skills, but because I keep retiring. We got, caller 2099 must have call back in. He we're on live with my girl Lyric.
I know y'all can feel me on this one. When you know you're in love is when your heart feels so heavy and it's like pounding out of control, and you like, damn, you want to grab your heart and be like, damn, what the hell is this feeling? What's going on? Like, you just feel like it's about to drop, like you like next to that person, like, damn. But like, damn, you can't get up. You just stuck on stupid.
That's a rare feeling. But that's a rare feeling right there. You sure you wasn't on the roller coaster?
Yeah, it feels like you're on the roller coaster too.
What my nigga Lil Weezy say? Heart attack, cardiac. That nigga said. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got three top reasons so far: butterflies, the pitter patter of the heart, and the boom, boom, boom of the heart. You know, the big beating. I'm pretty sure lots of people have that feeling or can relate to that feeling. We call her 3101 on. What's good with it, 3101?
What it do, man? Dagger got me on hold like a person waiting for a government cheat. Like, but it's cool. What's up, everybody?
Y'all got me on hold like an ugly ex-boyfriend.
Y'all cold, but what's up, everybody? Mr. Pills, Marley B, Lyric, what it do, y'all?
I'm
sneaking off in the little break room at my work, at my job, trying to talk, and, you know, I'm just on hold, but it's all good, though, man. What's going on? Oh, shit. But just wanted to call in, show some love to West Good Wednesdays, and I guess on the love subject real quick, let me get my two-piece in before I get in trouble. As far as feelings go, to me, it's just like, on my end, I don't know when I'm in love. You just know. There's no, you know what I mean? It's nothing that I can't explain how I feel. I just know that, yo, this is the one. Like, that's just it. You either are or you not. You know what I mean? There's no questions. There's no concerns about it. It's just like, you know, okay, I want to deal with this person, and that's all there is to it. I mean, that's just how I feel. Like, you just know or you don't.
So you wide open, you mean? So you wide open for that person? You just want to take them all
like,
in
like,
and
oh you, yeah, you want to like when you want to do something, you want to go with her. When you need something, you want to go to her. When you know that's the first person on your mind at the beginning of the day. That's the first person on your mind at the end of the day. You know, the last person at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
you just
what that's
know that
being
that's
in
her.
Love is. Oh, that's so sweet.
So that's just how I
Dagger,
feel.
You
like,
need to shut up. You ain't in no love.
I'm not in love now. No, I'm not. But that don't mean I haven't been. And I can talk about it. I've been in love twice. There's a reason why I am the way I am now, because I've been in love twice. You know what I mean? So that's why.
Was
I
it
am
a great
I,
like? Was it a great experience, or did it end just terrible?
Well, one was good. One was good. I mean, it ended on a mutual shit, like, yo, we're just not working out, and then we just got to go our separate ways. And then, okay, that was one. The other one, though, ended on some bullshit where it was like I was wide open and just got, like, well, I'm not even going to say, like, I didn't do my side of bad things or whatever. It was kind of on both. But bottom line was I did everything I was trying to do to keep it cracking. And then she was all like, well, I'm done. Didn't want to walk away. I was done but didn't want to walk away, but she knew I was doing shit, so she was trying to use me and then go do something else at the same time. Like, and I was just oblivious to the situation because I was in love with it and I was lying to myself. You know, I kind of knew what was going on. I had an idea, you know what I mean, but I was trying to turn it blind because I didn't want to believe it because I was in love, you know. But then, eventually that shit gets tiring, and then you just got to realize you got to stop lying to yourself. Like, you know what? This ain't good for me. No matter how much I love this girl or whatever, it's just not good.
Right.
And
exactly.
I can't do this, and I can't do this anymore. So,
yeah.
But I mean,
that sounds.
But when you love somebody, it kind of takes time to get over that person. Like,
yeah.
You've been loved. It's like you just, it's hard. And then evidently one day you'd be like, I love her, but I'm done with her.
Right.
Yep.
And like, you know, one day you'd be like, damn, shit, that was 2 months ago. Oh, well, fuck them. You know, sometimes you got to feel like that.
I mean,
too.
See,
you know what? That's why. That's where there's a difference, because it's a difference with being in love and loving someone. When you're in love, it's hard to break a part of that, you know, break that bond between you and that person. It's nothing that you could just, okay, I'm cool off you, and then next day I'm with somebody else or next couple months.
Nah, you can't do that.
Right.
If you're in love with somebody, it's going to take you months, maybe years to get over that person.
Yeah,
what about
yeah.
If you're in love with somebody, you know, and for half of a year, you notice y'all was falling out of love. That's painful, too. So by the time it's over, you've dealt with the hard part already. So you might be ready to get on and start anew in 2 or 3 months. You know,
but you know what's scary though, loving somebody and they not love you back. Like you take all you in love with this person so much, and you take all their shit. But that's a whole nother thing.
Real talk, whole nother subject. Dr. Phil, caller 4659. You're on live with Marley B, Lyric, NKD, Mr. Peels. Daggers. That's it. What's good with it?
What's happening? It's the Lyrical Psycho, KY.
Listening
to the love therapy group right now.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, why?
What are you
saying? The love therapy group right now.
Yes, that's why I'm like, where is we go at when you need them? He relationship therapy. This is love.
What did you say, man? Light your incense. Light the candles and
light the incense.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't having a seance. We just talking about love. You know, we talking about love like Lauryn Hill did on Miss Education. Miss Education is Lauryn Hill, you know, Miss Ashley class. We all know about love. You feel me? Class is just texting. Yes, indeed. So, K-Wise, how did you know you was in love at a point in your life? Let us know. What kind of feeling
did you get? I plead the fifth.
Damn, you act like I said, did you see who took who shot the man in the liquor store in the society? All I said is, have you been, how did you know?
Long as Luke,
he must be in love with something because he pleading the fifth and shit.
Go ahead, Kerry. I knew I was in love when, I gave up all my playing cards and, just wanted to be with this person, like, no matter where I was at. Man, I feel like a simp right now, but.
I don't want to be a player no more.
Hey, I feel you on that. You start planning your future with that person, too.
He's damn right. That's good talk, okay? That's real talk, you know what I'm saying? You put down a little boy shit.
Plan your future. You get your act together. You start, you know, trying to want to have a positive life with this person. You start doing everything right.
Hold on, y'all got one more caller I want to let in. It's my girl, Topaz. Lachey.
Woo.
With a T-L.
Hey, Woo.
I know a whole lot about love, of course.
I've been in my relationship for so long. More than Lyric, of course. 14 years. Yes.
Hey.
So it's all about, you know what I'm saying, I've been hearing the show Butterflies, all this other stuff, and you know, that comes with the territory of being in love. It's like communication. It's a whole lot.
Unconditionally.
So I hear y'all talking about I plead the fifth and shit. Girl. I'm like, oh Lord. I mean, well, you'll know. You guys, if y'all have never ever been in love, you'll know when you know what I'm saying, when it comes, you know. It comes. Oh shit.
Exactly.
That's what it is. I mean, we got the love section going on. You feel me? On West Gilman's days and shit, you know?
Exactly. You definitely know. It's like unconditional love is something you can feel whether the person is right next to you, whether the person is overseas, you know, because I know a lot of people who are with somebody in the military, and it's like, you know, it's hard, but that love don't die with distance, you know. It only grows, makes the heart grow fonder. So it's like when someone's not there with you and you can still feel like so much unconditional love or like so much of a feeling that no matter where they are, no matter what they say or where they at, you know, you can still like feel it. That to me is true love. That's true love.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And this right here. This right here is the cuddle season. You know, it's cold in the motherfucker.
I know y'all used to use this back in the day. When you used to write letters and you'd be like, if you went to hell, I would give up my wings to go and join you. If I was in hell and you was in heaven, if I was in heaven and you was in hell, I would be gladly give up my wings just to be with you.
I don't know. I have the opposite. I feel more like Michael Jackson, tell the angels no. I don't want my baby alone. I don't want nobody else to hold him. That's a chance I'll take. Maybe I'll stay. Heaven can wait. I kind of feel that way, you know, unless he's talking about doing a deal where we could go two for the price of one, then I take him up on that offer. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's kind of a, that's just how much love have you, you know, where you're like, nah, I don't know if I want them to, you know, what if God came to you with an option, like, you know, I'm going to let him stay with you, but y'all got to stay here together forever. Like, what? So you're going to let him come back together?
If your mate ever passed away.
As long as we together forever, love will make you say that. As long as we together.
If your mate ever passed away, how long do you think it would take for you to start dating again?
2 weeks.
Nah.
What?
Two weeks.
Hey, my brother did some shit like that. Like, his girlfriend passed away on Father's Day. And, you know, next month, you know, he talking to another girl. I was like, nah, you was never in love with that girl.
You know what?
I
have to take a second and give it up for my mother-in-law, because she's been without her man since 98. She got 6 kids, and they never gave it up to nobody else. She just been taking care of her.
Wow, that's love. She was in love.
That's love.
I would have to say that's love. You know, my mom, she, you know what? Hold on, y'all, because it seemed like I'm going to have to do some karate chopping and jujitsu up over here. Yeah.
Hey, don't do that.
They calmed down. Yeah. My hands ain't registered, so I ain't going to jail. I ain't professional.
Hey.
No,
I think they got radio needs a love show.
They
got
radio.
Yeah,
love
show.
Don't have me on, because I'm going to be talking too much.
Hey, at night, though, at night, like sexy love show at night. Yep.
Yeah, of course. We got the midnight jam. We can ask the
love.
We got the midnight jams on Fridays. We can ask the love stuff.
I would have to
say, like, my mom, you know, since it's her birthday today, I still got to sing her happy birthday, her official happy birthday song. But definitely I would say that my mom, she fell in love with my father when she was about 14 or 15, and they were together until maybe she was around 22. And a tragic accident happened to my dad, which left him blind. You know, I've told this story many times. And they both will tell you that they had to go their separate ways due to, you know, unfortunate series of events in life. But he loved her till the day he died. My dad died at an early age. And we say of a broken heart, because he was young. He was only 49, you know. And to this day, my mom will tell you that she never fell out of love with her high school sweetheart or nothing. It was not like they broke up out of, you know, irreconcilable differences. They always loved each other. So I just want to give a shout-out to my mom. You know, she did move on. It took a long time, but she did move on and had my beautiful two little sisters by someone else that, you know, strictly was there, I believe, God sent it to her to give her my sisters. And other than that, it's like love can be so strong, it'll last throughout the years. No matter who comes, you know, along and give, you could be with a baller, you know, and not love them the way you were in love with somebody else. So,
Money don't make love.
Real
talk.
My last
boyfriend Joe thought money made the world go round. And when he didn't have money, it was like he had nothing. And I need a little more than that.
That's crazy. My mom, my dad died away when I was 8 years old, and he was shot. And she tells me this story every day. She's like, I'm still in love with your dad. I'm still in love with your dad.
He died
when he was 27, and, you know, and it hurt her heart. It's like she drinks now to this day just to numb her heart.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes we need different things to cope with a heartbreak or with an issue on love that we can't reconcile. But before we go, y'all, I want to sing my happy birthday song. I gave my mama her tribute. Now I got to do happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Mama, happy birthday.
say to you, happy birthday to you. How old are you?
I know you're going to slap me for that question, but
how old are you?
I'm going to stop before I get a whooping.
No, keep on, keep on.
But
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I remember that from Disneyland when I was like five. We had a ball. You know, memories, memories, memories. From your 80s baby, your oldest, to you. I love you very much. You know, now I got to get a little raunchy and vulgar so I could kick this verse, you know. This is dedicated to more than one. You feel me? But I spit this to the successful beat, you know.
Yeah,
you used to give a fuck. Now you could give a fuck less. And what do I think of your success? It sucks just like stress. Maybe you blew up quick. Bitches you blew up with see you more than me. And the homies we grew up with, you used to buy me shit. Now you can give a shit more. And truth be told, we had more fun when we was piss poor. I'm pissed off. If this was success all about, a bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths, a bunch of bitches acting like niggas with big dicks, fuck you and fuck Spades. Could've gave me that sick style. What about your girl? You ain't seen me in months. In the apartment at the Trump, we only fucked in once. Well, promise, when I said it was over, Casanova, alimony gave me the diamonds and the rover. Niggas used to say you was B and I was Hova. But niggas switch it around, nigga, you ain't no Casanova. Real shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Real shit. Nope. She know how
what
I feel. That's my verse called Mr. Broken Promise Man. You feel me? So, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed Bang Out Radio today. I did.
It was fun.
I had a good time.
Monday through Sunday, everybody. Bang Out Radio, Monday through Sunday.
Every day.
Y'all
want to check some time? Yes. Y'all been checking in the Bang Out on Facebook. Marley B, Protest Lachey. You know what I'm saying? Any day, any time. Lyric, take over. You feel me? Add her and check her out as well, because we promoting these parties and we kicking it to you.
Yeah,
all
add my
time,
girl.
Like,
add my girl.
Add her.
Hey, and everybody, we got Swag Sundays. You feel me? Y'all better go if y'all on the 661. Check it out this Sunday. And then you know, I'm coming to town on the 6th. The red carpet treatment is big. The Players Club. So get your players fit. Lady dressing with press. You still remember going all red. Your dead hair going to be red. Everything going to be red. Hey.
Y'all got one more caller. Right before the show goes, I think I'll be able to.
Don't
you
hate that? I hate that. I hate when they do that.
5 7. I kind of like it because I'll be letting them in. 5 7 8 3. And they could talk till they get cut off. 5 7 8 3. You on live, right? Wait. Right now.
Layla.
Who is this?
This is trash. What you mean? Who is this?
5 7 8 3.
You don't know my voice?
No.
So we got
Cass.
Family no
I
more?
I still didn't hear what you said. Cash. What's good with it, really?
Yeah, what's good? You know, I was thinking about you. I went to hop on the radio one time. I was telling my little homeboy out here in Memphis, like, my people got the little radio station. We're going to call in.
Oh, thank you so much. That's what's up. You know, I'm over here doing the same shit I always do. My radio show.
What's the topic today? What y'all talking about? What's going on?
You'll be a good person to speak up on the topic. How did you know when you was first in love? Like, what feeling did you get when you ever been in love before? What kind of feelings do you get just to let you know, like, this is real?
I don't know, man, because, you know, so these niggas be playing that love shit don't even be real half the time.
Man, I'm telling you, niggas be saying they love you and they in love, and really they love your friends, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They love you. What I'm just saying. Or maybe they just don't love you and they don't really know. They lost or stupid.
They love the situation they be in.
They don't know what love is.
They be in love with the situation.
Right, right, right. Some people, they be blinded by, you know, either stupidity or by infatuation, lust, lies, you know, haters. And they really don't know. For my conclusion, I'm going to do my little Jerry Springer conclusion. When you go through so many trials and tribulations in relationships where you really thought you was in love to the point that you gave your all and it didn't work or that wasn't what you thought, guess what? That was your preparation for the real thing. So when it comes around, you know it. You'll recognize it. It may take two or three times to get that, but when it comes, you know. You know what I'm saying? Take it from somebody that knows. You know? Trust me. Trust me on that. Being in love is like the most wonderful feeling ever. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the wonderful feeling, but the worst pain on the motherfucking world.
Oh, yeah. Pain is, love is pain. Love is pain. You got to be willing to go through that shit.
In real talk, if it's anything more than just a mistake on their behalf, God will handle them, and they'll learn their lessons as well. And maybe they'll recuperate or restore from heartbreak, and maybe they won't. But everybody has to take it as lessons learned and just live life, love, learn.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. Everybody come in your life for a reason, so it ain't nothing but a stepping stone.
Right, right. So, y'all, just to end the show, I think I'm going to play me a little track real quick. And
all right, let me hear that. What you about to play, Marley?
The last song of the day.
That I'm on.
The last song of the day is definitely a love song. I don't think you heard this one before. It's called Your Love Is My Love, and it's by yours truly. So after this song, y'all can go to the streets and let us go.
Shout out,
I love y'all.
Marley,
I love you, Karen.
I love you too. Shout out KY. You know, I'm going to be back out there in a minute.
So we can start slapping on some hoes. All right, y'all. Let's get in.
You already know. You already know.
My love is my love. Get your beats at teamrnbmusic.com.
And the show has ended. We went a little bit over the time, but check it out next week. Same bat time, same bat show, same bat ass host. Shout out to my mom once again. Love you. All right, y'all. Holla at your girl. What's good Wednesday? Marley B.